By the way, I think I would be totally remiss if I didn't sort of share my own personal UFO story.
You have a UFO story? Excellent. Okay.
I have a UFO story you might like. So, if you Google my dad, Fred Rall Jr., you'll find references to him as the father of the modern American Air Force.
Yeah.
So he was a huge, he was a project, he was an aeronautical engineer, brilliant guy, MIT, went to MIT, Caltech, and Stanford. He aeronautical phys physics, and he was a the project manager on some of the biggest, fighter jets in ever made by the United States, the F-111, 15, 16, so on. And he was and anyway, he was also a big muckety-muck at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base north of Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah.
Now, Dayton, Ohio is important in UFO lore. In the, I think it was the summer of either 1965 or 1966, but a huge cluster of UFO sightings were reported to local police by thousands of Daytonians over the course of a weekend. There were ham radio operators who recorded, and you can find this online, Air Force pilots being scrambled from Wright Pat, and they're saying, "We have a bogey. We've intercepted the bogey. It is going down." So in Vandalia, Ohio, which is near the Air Force base as well as the local airport, anyway, something came down in a farmer's field. By most accounts, the feds showed up with a satchel full of cash, told the farmer and his wife, "You got to leave, like, I would say in the next 10 minutes and never come back." And anyway, the lore is that four little green men in a spacecraft were recovered and brought to Hangar 17, which of course is famous in UFO lore, at
Yeah.
Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. My father's been in Hangar 17. He knows what's in Hangar 17. And so the first time he took me out drinking legally, I was 18 years old, and he's like, "We're both pretty drunk." And at one point, I remember we were at the Paragon restaurant in Route 725 in Centerville, Ohio, and he said, "You can ask me one question and I will, no matter what it's about, I will answer it." I said, "Okay, what is in Hangar 17?" And he said, "Be more specific." I said, "Are there four little green men from outer space on ice?" And there was a long silence. And he said, "They're not green." And so, but there's a coda to this. So I asked him on another occasion, like, "Are UFOs real? Do we have evidence? What do you think we are being visited by, extraterrestrial life?" He's like, "Absolutely." This video is a segment from our exclusive content. To watch the full episode, become a Deprogram channel member. It's only $5 a month, and you get access to all of our content, plus chat emotes and special live streams. And he's still alive. He's a very calm, very rational man.
He's still alive?
Still alive, 97 and a half, going strong.
Ted.
Still drives. So
Got
anyway,
to get him on the show.
okay, well, I mean, yeah, I mean, he's sharp. He could get him on the show. Anyway, the point is, he said that. So he told me this story. Years pass. I'm in college the second time because I went to college from 81 to 84 at Columbia. They expelled me. I made my triumphant return in 90, 91. And so this second time, when I'm 27, 28 years old, I made friends with this girl, this who is my age. And I met we were I was out drinking with her and her mom and some other friends. Her mom was awesome, and her mom had been a secretary for the Air Force. You can
Yeah.
see where we're going here.
Yeah.
So like she so she we're talking about UFOs, and she's like, "Oh, UFOs are real." I said, why do you say that? And she said, well, because I've seen the craft. And she described the following incident. She said that in the middle of the 1960s, she was assigned, I think she was living in California or Oregon. I don't remember where, probably Oregon. And at one point she was told, listen, we're going on a classified assignment. And she had to be, she was blindfolded. And they put her on a plane. She said she wasn't allowed to look at a watch, but she got the sense that she was on the plane for hours. They got off at some kind of Air Force base. They took her by car. And then when they took off her blindfold, she was inside a hangar, an airplane hangar, where a spacecraft was being examined by scientists. And I remember thinking, like, okay. But she then proceeded to say, and I was like, when was this? And she was like, this was like 1966. And I'm like, where do you think you were? And she said, I think it was about 5 hours, about. I have a pretty good sense of time.
Air Force Space.
And so I think she was probably brought to that hangar. And yeah. she said she saw the aliens on ice, basically being, everything was being analyzed. And she was asked, her job was to take notes. So basically people were just reading things off to her. And then she was told, like, never talk about this again. Now, I can't verify any of this. This is just like what was told to me, but there's my UFO story.
Do you think your dad is lying to you? I guess would be the question that I would ask you. Exactly.
My dad's a lot of things, but he's never lied to me.
Yeah, I don't think your dad is lying to you either. And by the way, don't take it if they don't want to take your word for it in this case. I mean, there are a few cases. Like I said, I only knew one to kind of make the point, and there are a litany of them. The Nimitz, the Tic Tac, one of the Pentagon videos. The people, the boat got a radar signal, radared out saying, hey, we need an airplane to intercept whatever the thing is saying, seeing. You get Frazier and Dietrich, two pilots who are observing this in two different airplanes, looking at this thing that it doesn't and can't identify. Both have given on the record interviews on more than one occasion talking about what they've seen and that how exotic it was. And within a split second, the thing had taken off and was gone at speeds that we can't count, it's just we can't touch. And we don't necessarily know how the thing was even moving because it didn't look like it had a normal propulsion system.
Right, no propulsion system, yeah.
Not to mention it was deflecting radar also.